Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Wherever you are on this lovely planet of ours, right now it's pretty chilly outside our window. Gray, bleak, but beautiful nonetheless.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, if you're here to appreciate what's happening, you see the details, and it's quite extraordinary.
But if you have a preference that it be different than it is, you doom yourself to a painful existence.
And it gets compounded over the holidays.
Well.
Because you have so many layers of
expectations
and memories of holidays past.
And we finish each other's sentences, so when we do that, you know.
So if you have an expectation that we won't,
you'll probably be disappointed in us.
Yeah, and set yourself up for upset.
Right.
Today's show is the best holiday gift is you. And it really is. I know most of us this time of year look to find things to give that express our love for one another.
But really, if you could be there for your loved ones as opposed to give them gifts to try to a token of your love, your presence, your being there is much more potent than any gift. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't give people gifts if that's what you choose to do, but to give a gift instead of, you know, if you're nasty to somebody all year and you give them a gift on the holidays to make up for it, it doesn't make up for it.
That's true. You know, I was thinking about...
I noticed.
the best holiday gift is you. Yesterday, Shai and I were out shopping, actually, and he sat down on a bench near a sign that said holiday gifts for under $20, and I took a picture of him next to that sign, and I posted it on our personal Facebook page and said, you know, the best bargain of the season. And we got lots of comments back, and it was just a fun post. But I found that the most endearing one was from our grandson, Max. He got on his dad's Facebook account and wrote, "Hi, Grandpa, this is Max. Love you." It was like such a sweet gift. It was so touching. He gave a gift of himself, and that's really something that is
special,
very special. When you give of yourself, you underestimate what you mean to people and how different and how much a difference that makes.
There's a few things we should probably talk about at the beginning of this show. The first one, and maybe the only one, is listening. See, most of us listen to our thoughts about what's being said. We don't really listen. Our internal conversations as, oh, they're going to talk about listening again. I've heard this before, so I can do something else during this part.
Yeah, I was, as we were setting up the show today, I realized that over the holidays, in order to have the best holiday possible, it really is all about listening.
If you can develop the skill set of listening so you hear what another person has to say from their point of view, from their way of seeing life, that's a gift to them because they feel seen and heard. And it's a gift to you because if you truly listen to hear what another says without judging it, without finishing their sentences before they get there, it will pull you into the current moment of your life, and your life will transform as a result of it as well. Hey, that's, if nothing else, if you get that listening is critical and listen through the rest of this program.
And really, something we were talking about at
that
Monday.
That would be enough.
Yes, something we were talking about Monday in New York City in regards to listening to the group there. What is being said does not have to apply to you. It's really about listening to someone's expression of themselves rather than looking to see how it applies, how it works, whether it's true, whether it's not. It's it's you can suspend all that and simply hear from another person's perspective.
I love what you just said. Hey, you know, we got a
couple of callers waiting. Let's take the first one. Micah in Germany. You with us?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah. Where in Germany are you calling in from today?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, great. Hello, Ariel. Hello, Shia.
Hello.
Hi.
Where are you calling in from?
From Hamburg.
From Hamburg. Okay.
Yes. Welcome to the show. What a nice surprise.
Thank you. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to call in today.
You're very welcome. What can we do for you?
Thank you. I just decided a few minutes ago to call in because I'm not really in the Christmas mood at the moment, and I'm quite nasty to myself because my business is not going the way I would like to have it.
Yes. Well, will being nasty to yourself make your business go any better?
I think I would, but I'm not sure in the moment. I think it's really a problem how I treat myself.
Well, it probably is. You know, you could be nice to yourself no matter what your business is doing. Have you done everything you can in your business to make it successful?
Sorry, I didn't get it.
Have you done everything you can do in your business to make it successful?
I think so, yes.
Well, then, don't beat on yourself.
See, let's look at those three principles of instantaneous transformation, because they're really important here, Micah. The first thing is anything you resist persists, grows stronger, and dominates your life. So the amount of money you've made or the amount of expansion in your business, if you resist what you've done, resist the statistics of the results, I've made X amount of euros, I've had X amount of clients. If you resist that number, you're stuck there. And the second thing is you can only be exactly as you are, and you can only have done the amount of business that you've done to this date. You following so far?
No.
Was that a yes?
That's a yes.
Okay. And then the third thing is anything you see in a non-judgmental way completes itself. It becomes a fact. It becomes an isness. A friend of ours from Hamburg who lives in New York City came up on Monday night, and after many years...
She's been working with us for years and years and years.
She said, I finally get what isness is. It just simply is.
The way it is, not the way you would prefer it to be. So I know, and Ariel knows, that you would prefer that your business were thriving and beyond your expectations of grace. But it is exactly as it is in this moment, and there's nothing you can do about it. So being hard on yourself for how your life is showing up or your business is showing up currently does not improve the business.
The other thing is, we've seen you.
We know who you are.
When you have been trying to figure something out or you're being hard on yourself. And we've also seen you when you pop into the moment. And the person who is in the moment rather than being hard on herself is very compelling. That is a hireable person.
And that's an attractive person. And it's attractive to do business with people like that.
You know, Shai and I come and go from Facebook. We have people who support us in our Facebook presence, and we go up there and we do our own personal things.
Occasionally.
And it was interesting that we saw you up on Facebook, and Shai goes, oh, look, there's Micah, just in the last day. It's possible that you're getting out there, Micah, more than you know, but if you're hard on yourself, you'll have your head down, you'll have your virtual headlamp, that go, your attention that could be out into the world focused on what you're, quote, doing wrong, and you
and
won't...
And it will blind you,
and you
to
won't
everything
see,
you're doing right.
And you won't see opportunities as they present themselves.
That's
you're thinking.
True. That's really true.
You're thinking, because every time we stop talking, there's nobody there.
No.
That's,
I'm thinking, yeah, but I'm also listening.
Yeah, you're getting more in real time. We can hear it.
Yes, we can hear you coming back.
Yeah. That's true. That's really true.
Look, you're a beauty, and that's because I don't look through the filters that you look through. See, you look through filters in your own mind that find fault with you for being not what you believe you should be. Did you follow what I said there?
Yeah.
Because, see, we each have a set of individual filters that we filter our lives through, and we have standards and rules that we try to live up to and never can. And it's time, Micah, to be kind to Micah. This is Be Kind to Micah Week. I've just proclaimed it.
You know the other thing, Micah, is we're coming toward the end of the year. Lots of people are evaluating what they did this year, and there's this pressure to have done better. And that's a function of the mind. The mind always wants it more. It wants it better. It wants it different. And one of the things that we've come to recognize, for instance, on if we take a typical Monday in Manhattan, as you know we do,
Monday
weekly,
Night Live or Say Yes to Your Life there?
Yeah, when we're in town. And some evenings have more people and some evenings have less people. And it's really important to invest in
the people we have, not who we think should be there, and it's really important not to punish the people who come for the people who don't come.
So I have a feeling that there's also a way that you can be currently investing in the clients that you do have, where you just keep taking care of what you've got and trusting yourself, and that is a recipe to have
success in your life.
Okay.
Okay? Hey.
Yeah, okay.
We really appreciate your calling in. Thank you so much.
And before we go, don't forget to reach out to your friends for support. They may have ideas that you haven't even thought of.
That's right.
That's a brilliant idea. I will.
Excellent. Thank you.
Have a lovely Christmas
caller
time.
And
so see you in Costa Rica.
Thanks for calling. Cheryl, are you with us?
I am.
Hi.
Hello.
Nice to hear your voice.
Nice to hear your voices, too.
Are you in Manhattan today?
Yes, I am.
Nice to have you on the show.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's great to be here.
Excellent.
What can we do for you, my dear?
Yeah, well, I love the topic that you have today, and I actually really love what you just said to Micah about reaching out to her friends, because one of the things that I struggle with is I tend not to reach out to people. And
especially, Cheryl, when you are upset.
Yeah.
See,
absolutely.
One of the typical things that happen for people when they get upset is they go in, they don't go out. They withdraw, they are waiting to feel better before they reach out to folks because they think that people won't want to be with them the way they are.
Yeah.
They mentally and sometimes physically hibernate.
That's right.
Yeah. So... And then it turns into a self-fulfilling prophecy because when I'm thinking, well, no one wants to hang out with me when I'm feeling down, so then I don't reach out to people, and then I feel sad that I'm not hanging out with people.
And, right.
Yeah, it just keeps going.
Well.
But, you know, if we say the best holiday gift is you, and it is, that is such a terrific way, by the way, to get out of an upset, is to reach out and take care of the people around you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can certainly reach out and say, hey, you know,
see,
I'm having a down day, but...
And Cheryl, we all have upset on tap. Do you realize that? It's like a keg of beer. There's a standing well of upset in each human being, and we can either tap into that or not. The choice is ours. Now, the more... You know, I remember when I was a kid. I was in my early 20s. That's a kid for me. And I went to Hawaii for an extended period of time to go surfing. But the surf was down this day, and so we had a bunch of young guys and gals who had a lot of hormones and testosterone running. And so what we decided to do was go tea leaf sliding. Now, there's a plant in Hawaii. It's called the tea plant. It's spelled T-E-E, and it's this... it's got these big wide leaves, and they're multicolored greens and reds and such. And they have a clump at the end, so you can cut off a piece of it, and you can sit on it on the sides of the hills there. You know, they're this volcanic soil that when you take some water, so we would take a gallon jug of water, and we'd form a line sitting down on these tea leaves, pour some water, and we'd run, slide down the hill. But as it got wetter, the more you slid down that hill, the deeper the trench got that you were sliding in, and pretty soon you're sliding down the hill at a control speed. So as soon as you sat into the trench, you slid down that hill really fast. Now, that's a lot like upsets. It's a well-worn
that
trench.
Sounds like a lot more fun.
It does sound like a lot more fun.
You can get bounced around pretty hard. But anyway, it's a lot more fun, and you get very muddy, but at least, you know, you can wash off at the end of it. With upsets, it's like a well-worn...
Hello.
...is this. Uh-huh. Ah. I see, said the blind man.
Our timer for this segment...
I had that high, but it's
a well-worn path.
It's a well-worn path, and you can either jump into it and slide down and only go down. You don't come up. You know, that's the way upsets run. So I suggest that you don't jump into it in the first place. As soon as you see it, you stop. Say, ooh, I'm going into an upset. Call a friend.
Yeah.
Hey, Cheryl, we have to take a break.
As you probably heard. Can you come back with us after the break?
Absolutely.
Excellent. We'll be back shortly, everyone, so come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here.
In January, in New York City, we're doing our next weekend seminar, and it's called Money,
Success, and Happiness.
Wealth as a Lifestyle. It's January 9th, 10th, and 11th. We have quite a few people coming in from out of town.
You know, wealth is actually your birthright, and you get in your own way about that.
So, you know, as Micah was talking about earlier, when you get upset, you don't experience your own personal wealth. All you are is thinking about where you need to get to. So you're invited. If you'd like to come, you can find out more about it on transformationmadeeasy.com. Also, we have our picture on the front is Costa Rica, a picture of a... No, this year it's the beautiful hummingbird at dusk on the calendar.
On the calendar, you think?
Yes, we have calendars available for next year, and the pictures are beautiful.
Yes, Ariel took all of them. She's an award-winning photographer, but she doesn't do photography as for her living. It's just part of her passion.
So, if you'd like to see more about that and have them, they're great holiday gifts. They're also on our website, TransformationMadeEasy.com. Yes.
Yes.
Cheryl, you still with us?
I am, yes.
How are you doing?
I'm good. It's so great talking to you.
Yeah. You know, from time to time, it feels like you turn into a stranger. We miss you.
Yeah, that does happen. And that's one of the reasons why I love the topic that you're covering today about how you're the gift, because I feel like I really don't see myself as that. It's more like I feel like, oh, people are polite.
Can I tell you something?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody feels that they're not the gift. If they tell the truth, everybody thinks they need to be different than they are to be acceptable for everybody else.
Yeah.
And you personalize it because it speaks to you in the voice in your head that you call, or it calls itself, Cheryl. And you believe that that voice is you, and when it says negative things, you think it's accurate. Doesn't make it accurate. It's just a voice. It's like the soundtrack that runs alongside your movie. You know, Clint Eastwood speaks amazing Italian, German, French, Lithuanian. You name the it's just, they just, you know, do a dub of the soundtrack. You have a soundtrack that runs alongside your life and comments on how you're doing. That soundtrack isn't you.
Mm.
So if you're waiting for it to have a higher self-esteem,
it's never going to do that.
You're going to wait a long time.
Yeah, I think I have been waiting for it.
No. It's your tape. You got to listen, you know, you got to start living your life directly rather than listening to this commentary that tells you whether you're doing it right or good enough or you said it right enough or any of that. Look, be different than you are in this moment, Cheryl. Too late. The moment went by. You can only be the way you are in the current moment of your life, and that, by the way, is perfect. Hello?
I'm here.
No, you were thinking.
You got stuck on the perfect part.
I did.
See, your internal conversation has an idea of what perfection is, but that's not in reality. And it actually doesn't even have an idea of what perfection is. It's just sure that you aren't it.
You know, I'm going to...
Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
I'm going to say something that could be slightly rude. You ready?
Okay.
I think having a conversation with yourself about your value is somewhat indulgent. Mm. There comes a place where people have expressed their caring for you, your clients have expressed their appreciation for you, your loved ones have expressed their love for you, and no greater amount of that expression of appreciation will change.
It'll
never be enough to change that conversation. So investing in that conversation that you're not enough
is really disrespectful for the people who see you and know you and love you.
So I see it for myself. I have on tap, you know, Shai was saying, you know how you have upset on tap? Mm-hmm. I also have being disrespectful to myself on tap. So I can entertain a conversation about whether or not I'm any good as a photographer, to use an example, or I can recognize that it doesn't matter how many awards I win or how many people say my photos are beautiful or think they should be in National Geographic or any of those type of comments, for me to entertain the conversation about whether or not I'm any good is disrespectful to all those people who've told me otherwise. And I can either adopt their perspective and operate through it when I lose my sense of myself, or I can indulge in that other conversation.
Yeah, I never thought of it that way.
You know, and one of the things with transformation, it's the ability to transcend your bratty nature. And we all have a bratty nature that says, no, I don't think so. I'm not good enough. I need more practice. I don't know how to operate my camera well enough. You know, it sounds really young, that voice. And we all have one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not about not having it. It's about transcending it and moving on.
Mm.
And there are definitely people in your life who would love to hear from you, who would love to see you, who would be so touched that you thought of them.
Mm. Yeah.
What are you thinking about?
I don't know. I guess my first reaction to that was well, yeah, but who? I don't know.
You know what? We were talking about this earlier. You may have heard it. It when we were talking about listening, that it's really not all about you.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know who? Step out your door and take a look. The deli owner.
Hmm. Yeah.
There are people in your life that love and appreciate you, Cheryl. But if you're not there to see it, it falls on barren ground as opposed to fertile ground.
Yeah.
You know, you got to start getting on your own side.
You know, the other thing that happens, too, is if you get people trying to convince you of your worth long enough and you don't listen, they'll turn their attention elsewhere.
That's
and then,
right.
like you said, it gets to be a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah, okay.
And we're not asking for you to make any New Year's resolutions, by the way.
We were just speaking to our daughter earlier about, you know, our grandson's play and things like that, and I was saying, what do you want for Christmas? Well, actually, she asked me, and I looked at it, and I thought, nothing. There's nothing I need. I have a whole lot more fun giving these days. Looking at what's possible for people. There's a friend of ours in the community, Jen, who's from Kansas City, and she frequently writes emails out to the community, and one of the things she often ends with is, I am wealthy. Like right now, outside our window, it is snowing just the slightest bit.
Just a little slurry.
And it's just so awesome.
If you're here for it.
And I am wealthy.
Yes, if you're here for it. But if you're thinking that you're not enough, then nothing is enough.
Yeah.
You sound very enlivened by this conversation, Cheryl.
I feel like it, absolutely. I feel like it's something that I've also just tried to hide from people, that I have this thing.
Everybody's got this thing.
Yeah.
Well, I have a question. Can you
feel
come
like I've been
on
trying
Monday
to hide it
week?
For so long?
Cheryl, can
like,
you come
not
next Monday? Miss Cheryl, can you come next Monday?
Yes.
Good. I want you to ask people. We'll ask people who thinks they're not enough.
And well, when you have 60 or 70 people in the room, and we'll see how many hands come up with yours, okay?
Or who secretly thinks
that their successes are by accident.
Or that, you know, all of those things. You're going to see it's universal.
Okay, I'll
because
do it.
It's personalizing what most people think about themselves all the time.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
But yeah, I'll tell you what, between now and next Monday, you have an assignment, and that is to not talk to yourself about how you're doing, but go and, you know, just see how you can extend yourself. In little ways, it can all be in little ways. It can be if you have a thought to jot an email of appreciation to someone, you do it. If you see somebody's Facebook post you feel to like it. Or make a comment, comment. If you feel to, you know, I was in the post office yesterday, and the woman who was putting the package, her package in before me, stopped before leaving, looked the guy in the eye and said, thank you so much for taking care of me. And I was, it was genuine. And then as I was leaving, she held the door open for me. And I found myself so grateful to her because she was so genuinely extending herself. It added a boost to my day. So I would look at places to extend yourself and see what happens between now and then.
Okay, that sounds great.
Excellent. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye. We have another caller.
Mr. Michael, are you with us?
Hello, Ariel and Shia.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you for having me on your show today.
Well
thank
you
for joining us.
Yeah.
Calling in.
I've already gotten so much good information from what you said to Cheryl. It fits right into what I wanted to talk to you about, too.
Okay.
What would that be, sir?
Well, I want to start by thanking you for my experience over this past weekend. I was attending your Freedom to Breathe, The Art of Being a Healer workshop.
Yes.
And it's opened up in me a whole lot of new awareness of stuff. And one of the things that became really obvious to me is that I think I've been confusing what people value in me. I think I've been thinking that it was my skill set, you know, my expertise that people loved.
Right. And what have you come to discover?
Yes. Well, the first thing I came to discover is that that's what I believed.
Right.
And now I'm opening myself to the idea that maybe it's just me.
Well, you know, I would not do this slowly. This is like getting waxed.
I wouldn't open yourself up to it slowly. You don't need to do it one hair at a time.
Yeah, you don't have to do one hair at a time. You can just open yourself up to realize that you're very lovable. And people love you, Michael, not just your skill sets. They appreciate your skill sets, but they love you.
That feels really nice.
Well, it happens to be accurate, you know?
Hmm.
You know, you don't realize how sweet a being you are.
I think I probably have not realized that.
No. You're normal, and most of us don't realize that we have value and worth, not because of what we do or what we produce, but because of who we are.
Mm.
You know, the last couple of years, we've had the privilege of working for the New York City Department of Education. We've gone in and been consulting a high school in the Bronx, and we were there at the end of the year last year and had the privilege to witness a young teacher come and apply for a job, and they were interviewing her. And it would be her first year as a teacher. And the culture of the school is very different. It has a very different setup than many normal schools, where it's not with the teacher at the front of the classroom and rows of students' desks. It's a more free-form style, and it's different. And when this young woman came to interview, she was saying that she was nervous about the potential of working at this school because she knew she was really good at this other system.
The standard system where the teacher lectures from the front of the room rather than interacts directly with the children.
And luckily, the principal was talented enough and smart enough to have a conversation with this young woman to let her know that it really wasn't the style that she was successful at. It was that she's a successful teacher and she just hadn't yet aimed her abilities at this new teaching style and that she'd be great at it. And she took the job, and she's been just a brilliant teacher this year. Most of us underestimate who we are because we attach it, like you said, to our skill sets, rather than those skill sets are an expression of us.
The other thing, as you say that, Ariel, most of us think who we are is who we were. We have memories of our failures, of our embarrassing moments in life, and we hold that we're going to reproduce those things if we aren't hard on ourselves. And so our self-image is designed or manufactured or thought of from past failures mostly, rather than from who we are in the current moment of our lives. And you're an amazing man, Michael. It's a gift to know you.
Thank you.
And that's not because of any skill set you've exhibited for me. Because I know you're a voice teacher. You haven't given me any voice lessons. I mean, I don't admire and respect you for who you are. I don't need to have a voice lesson to see your greatness.
We need to take a break. Can you come back with us after the break?
I would love to come back.
Excellent. We'd love to have you.
Thanks.
We'll be back shortly.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. Transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. You know, as we're speaking to Michael, I love what you're saying about discovering who you are, Michael. And that was one of the things I love about the Freedom to Breathe and Art of Being a Healer weekend, actually all our weekends, but in particular this one, because our idea is everyone's a healer, and that sometimes people think it's what they do rather than who they are, and you're discovering who you are, which you express into
what you do,
which includes voice lessons. But also your blog is so generous. Right after we first met you, somebody sent us a link to your blog, and you had written something very kind about us, but also had shared with your readers about the three principles of instantaneous transformation and how that could help them in their vocal production and in their lives. And I thought that was so generous of you to share with others things that you were learning that were of benefit to yourself, because lots of times people will listen to a show and they'll be inspired, and for instance, our radio show, and it won't occur to them to share it with people. And so we have been very touched by your generosity.
Well, good.
I'm happy. I was thinking during the break that I had been thinking about like how my friends and family love me for who I am. But even in the realms in which my skill set plays a part, like in my teaching, I think maybe I can relax a little bit more knowing that my skill set isn't the thing. It's just, I think, Shia, you said it was an expression of my excellence or my humanity or whatever.
Either
I don't
of those
have to
will
try.
Yeah, we'll say yes to those.
So that just gives me a feeling of peace that I don't have to push.
Yeah, Michael, you don't have to push. You are incredibly capable. You don't have to be hard on yourself or push yourself. You can relax and enjoy what you do. It's you don't have to produce something. It will happen just out of your being there. And most people don't realize that. Most people are constantly stressing themselves to produce because the internal conversation is always saying you're not doing enough.
Yeah.
This isn't about doing.
Yeah.
It's about being.
It's interesting, though, you say I can relax a little bit more rather than I can just relax. Make it cold-hearted.
You got that, huh?
Yeah, you're just going to parcel it out a little bit at a time.
The waxing again, huh?
Yeah, right, the waxing thing again.
Yeah.
I could just go right for it.
Yeah, you can relax.
Awesome.
Excellent. Hey, thanks for calling in today.
So thank you so much, Erin.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Shall we take Miss Lenore? She's on hold.
I believe so.
Lenore, you with us?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I am just so touched by listening to the callers who've just been on. It's so fascinating to me to listen to Cheryl in particular, and I know her, and I think she's amazing, and that she can also have that feeling that she's not enough is just, it's healing, you know. I think, oh, I'm not the only one.
Healing.
Healing.
The,
yeah.
Oh, I'm not alone in that idea.
Yeah. And she's amazing. So if she can have that feeling, and I can have that feeling, I can still be amazing.
The only person who doesn't see how amazing she is looking through her eyes.
Yeah.
Say, look, Lenore, if you could see me right now, I mean, we're on this radio show, you're calling in through your phone, and I'm talking through my phone, but if you could see me, how much of me would you see, like in person?
I would see like 90% of you, I would think.
Right. And if I turned in circles?
I'd see the whole, I'd see 100%.
You'd see the whole of me. And so that's your perspective. But whilst looking at me, how much of you do you see?
Maybe 2%.
Maybe your cheeks or your hands.
Or sort of the outline of your nose, maybe, depending.
Right, but you don't really see yourself. So most people, they see your greatness, but you might not see your greatness so easily just because you don't see you.
Yeah.
But that's one of the wonderful things. When you look out, you can see your greatness in others' eyes.
That's wonderful.
That's one of the brilliance of groups where, you know, we ask the question, well, how many other people see this way? And when you realize that you're normal, even in your self-deprecating thoughts,
yeah,
they become a normal human condition rather than you're the exception and everybody else is great.
It reminds me of that old story, the difference between heaven and hell. And you go and you visit hell and you see what hell looks like, and hell looks like all these people seated at a banquet table with luscious food in front of them, and each of them have a pair of chopsticks or utensils that are so long that they can't take any morsel of food and put it in their mouth, and they're all sitting at the table emaciated, drooling over the food and unable to eat.
I just figured out what happened.
And you go into heaven and you have all these people seated at the table with these long chopsticks and luscious food and long utensils, and they're all feeding each other. Same circumstances.
Yeah.
Different way of relating to them.
That's so beautiful.
You know, and you don't know Micah, I don't, or you might, but yeah, only peripherally. She also is amazing. The only person who doesn't know it is her. But when we get so busy, and of course Michael we spoke to as well, and he's amazing, and you're amazing, and we're all amazing, but when you get busy trying to get somewhere rather than being where you are, you then lose a sense of it.
Yeah, then you disregard who you are, where you are, what you've gotten. And just being alive is enough, you know?
Yeah.
See, here's the thing. Our approach is anthropological, not psychological, not psychotherapeutic. It's really about discovering the culture you grew up in and the beliefs that you absorbed and made your own without any real looking to see if it was true for you. And then you try to live up to these rules and behavioral beliefs that have been handed down from generation to generation. And most of the people who gave you the rules didn't live up to them themselves. So it's really about getting real.
Yeah.
Discovering who you are in the current moment of your life rather than a story about who you should be or what you should have accomplished. This driven nature of humanity is not setting us up to have a healthy planet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just not.
Yeah.
And that's the isness of it.
It's so true. I mean, it's so true. I've been thinking, as the holidays are coming, I've been thinking about, I want to get a gift for everyone that I know, to let them know how important they are to me, because it's so rare that people know how important they are. I feel like I don't know how to let people really get that they have meant so much to me. And I don't know. I don't know. I certainly can't figure out how to give that in a gift, but I
well,
love the topic.
Well, you send them the show, and then you've just said it. Well, I'll tell you something. It is entirely possible that people are already getting it from you, Lenore. You also attended this past weekend with us. You came to the Monday, the Say Yes to Your Life Monday in New York City. Your participation and partnership let us know how much you care for us. Let everyone know how much you cared for them. You weren't holding back on yourself. You weren't trying to fix or change or improve yourself. You were expressing yourself. And people felt well taken care of.
And so the best gift you can give people, I'm talking to all our listeners now, is not to try to fix or change or improve them, but to be with them as they are, not as you would prefer. See, your preferences are all socially conditioned, are all culturally downloaded into you. So you have a list of things that you prefer, but those are things that have been taught rather than looking and seeing what is your true desire.
And what you're describing, Lenore, also, with a little bit of tension in yourself, could also be described as proving or approval, where you're trying to prove to people that they matter, or you go for people's approval. But with a little bit of relaxation, everything works.
Nice.
And I really see that for people. People go home for the holidays. They want to prove that they're doing well rather than just be themselves.
Yes. Yes. Living up to some, I don't even know what. Something.
Some internal standard put together as a hodgepodge of things from things we've heard, what we've collected, tapes, what we've absorbed from television. I saw commercials around Thanksgiving here with all these different families and how they were, celebrating. And if I were to compare how I'm celebrating to this commercialized event, I would likely fall short if in my mental idea of the perfect Thanksgiving. Each of us are going to have the perfect holiday season, provided you are being here rather than looking to see if it meets your preferences. And that includes looking to see if you meet your preferences.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you certainly can't be any different than you are in this moment.
And that means you couldn't be different than you were, and you probably won't be different than you are in any future moment. You can take the pressure off to produce what you think you're supposed to be and allow yourself to be the way you are. And it doesn't hurt.
You know, the thing, a lot of people are scurrying around now to get everything done, and I would say relax. You're going to get it all done. You always do. So you can either do it stress-free or stressful. It's totally up to you.
I like that. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sweet.
Really happy you called in today, Lenore. It's nice to hear your voice.
Yes, it is.
Nice having your presence on the show, too.
Absolutely.
Thank you. It's just a pleasure being with you.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, next week's show is listening and the moment. Really, listening is so key. Really, the best holiday gift is you. And listening to the people around you. And Lenore, although you listeners may not know this, is also a sign language interpreter. And she shows us that the sign language for deaf individuals or hearing impaired individuals for listening is about gathering information in through your eyes. So it's not only listening to the people around you, it's looking at them and seeing them and allowing them to see that they've been seen. If you're really being here this holiday season, it will be a gift, a true gift. And then if you happen to buy presents or make presents for your family and friends, all of that will just be
a little extra, a little something extra.
A little something extra. Thanks for being with us.
The real gift is you.
It is. Thanks for being with us today.
Yes, thanks to our callers for calling in and our listeners for listening.
And if you've enjoyed the show, feel
please
free to share it with
your
friends.
Share it with your friends.
Thanks for being with us, and we'll be back next week.
And if you're in New York next week, join us for Monday Night Alive.
Yes. We'll be back next week. So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.